For the first time this year, Delaware students are taking standardized tests aligned with the Common Core. That means the tests are tougher and they gauge new types of skills. It also means teachers across the state are hustling to get their students up to speed. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron visited one classroom in Milford, Delaware to see the transition in action.
Sherry Giesman has been teaching 7th grade English for almost 2 decades, but today she's feeling like a rookie.
I have no idea how the kids are going to react to this. It might be a total flop. It might be a grand success.
It's exciting.
It's kind of nerve-wracking.
The source of her anxiety is an 800-word letter written by a mother whose son died in Vietnam. Giesman usually spends about 30 minutes teaching this text to her class at Milford Central Academy, but not anymore.
This is a 5-day lesson plan that I've developed around this letter.
That's right. 800 words, 5 days. The point is to encourage what's called close reading, which is a pillar of Common Core English standards. Students dig deep into the material. They have to cite direct evidence in the text to support their answers. The hope is they'll become better critical thinkers and more dogged researchers. But it's all a bit uncomfortable for Giesman.
In the beginning, I was like, I can't do this. This is too hard. I can't change my thought process. I'm too old to change my thought process. For 20 years, that's what I've done. And I had to change. But what we're going to start today is a lesson on a mother's words. So I had to write this big lesson. So I wrote 5 days of a big lesson plan. So you kind of are like my test subjects.
Today, Giesman's students are giving the letter a first read. As they do, Giesman asks them to scribble notes in the margin and prods them with instructions.
What do you see in these two paragraphs? And use the text-based evidence right from the text.
Under Common Core, 7th graders are expected to, and I'm quoting here, cite several pieces of textual evidence to support analysis of what the text says explicitly. Giesman labors to get that point home.
And this is, again, this is your practice. I want you to use text-based evidence.
She even asks students to cite specific passages when answering questions like, why does the mother love her son?
As I go around and look at the students' work, they're saying that because she wrote this letter, it shows that she loves him, and that's the obvious answer. Obviously, she writes these letters, so she loves her son. But they're missing the what are several examples from the text.
At times, all this can feel a little forced or clunky. But there are tender moments, too, like when Giesman reveals she kept a journal during a troublesome time in her relationship with her son.
So I needed somebody to talk to, so I wrote. It is. It's a coping skill. Oh, so do you think this is helping Mrs. Wimbish cope with her son's death?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like your own therapy.
Outside Giesman's classroom, the debate rages on about whether these new standards work. But inside, there is no debate. Close reading is already the reality. Common Core is already the reality.
Teaching is not a close your door and do what you want to do in your room anymore. Teaching is not for the weak. Teaching is hard.
In Giesman's case, the writing on the wall proves that. Literally.
I've always taught to standards. The difference now is I'm putting my standards on the board. The kids see the standards. I mention the standards to the kids. So, I mean, it hasn't changed what I do, but being more purposeful in my planning to make sure I hit those standards.
Indeed, on the individual classroom level, the biggest shift might not be the standards themselves. The biggest shift might be the scrutiny that comes along with them. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.